The leader of the Atlanta area Boy Scouts has resigned following a report showing the group drastically inflated the number of minority members. From Georgia Public Broadcasting, Emily Kopp reports.
The report by the law firm McKenna, Long & Aldridge says the Atlanta area Boy Scouts publicly claimed to have as many as 15,000 members in its Operation First Class program for inner-city at-risk youth. When the firm delved into the records, they found only about 5,300 scouts registered in the program. McKenna partner Ed Sims oversaw the investigation. He says Boy Scouts employees first overestimated the number of minority scouts about 9 years ago, then felt pressure from supervisors to better those numbers.
About the only standard they're judged by is whether or not they recruit additional scouts. So there's substantial pressure on scouting staff in the inner city to have high recruiting numbers.
The report blames Atlanta Scout leadership for pushing staff. Now local Scout executive David Larkin has resigned. The Atlanta Boy Scouts Council requested the independent report after Rainbow Push Coalition Southern Regional Director Joe Beasley raised questions. Beasley says the Scouts played a numbers game to bilk donors interested in helping inner-city boys.
The Boy Scouts, I think, felt that they were a sacred cow and that there's no way that they were invincible.
But the report found no evidence the Scouts had misappropriated donations. Atlanta Boy Scouts Council President Tom Gay says the group plans to appoint a task force to address minority recruitment.
We're committed to reach that part of our community that's an important element in our program, and we want that program to be a success.
Gay says the council will discipline employees who manipulated the numbers, but some Boy Scouts funding remains in question. Atlanta's United Way had voted to give the Boy Scouts $1.3 million this year, but decided to withhold more than $900,000 of it until the board reviewed the report. For NPR News, I'm Emily Kopp in Atlanta.